springing, bread of life all rich and free. I'm told wealth that never faileth, my Redeemer is to me. Hallelujah, I have found him, whom my soul so long has prayed. Jesus satisfies my longing, with his blood I now am saved.
445. Things that impressed me was the call to be careful, to walk very carefully before our God. He used an expression that maybe we don't hear too often, or we don't hear enough, and that is to practice the presence of God. To practice the presence of God. And that means that I learn to walk with Him moment by moment. We say that God is everywhere, but often we don't realize that He is with us. We don't sense His nearness to us. He is in us, and yet we don't pay attention to Him. And He made that contrast between being an inner Christian and an outward Christian. Being spiritual versus being carnal. Can we be a Christian and still live in the flesh? Is that possible? We have our own thoughts. We want our own way. We say what we want to say. We express our opinion. We give people a piece of our mind. Don't do that. You need all of the mind you have. Right? Don't give it away. Keep it. And we're carnal. Paul wrote to the Corinthians, are you not carnal? You profess to have all these gifts. You profess to be greatly blessed, but you're living in the flesh. Is it possible? And why is it that the fountain doesn't flow? Why is it The question he asked at the end, over and over, where is the fountain? You've been a Christian for so many years. Where is the fountain? Where are the rivers? And so these are things we want to take to heart and say, God, am I somehow, some way hindering the fountain, the river from flowing? Because I'm careless. Because I don't walk with you. I don't practice your presence. Someone mentioned it's easy here at camp to be a Christian, so to speak, and to do the things we know we should do. But when we go back home, is there any difference in the way we live? Can people tell that we're different? Or do we just blend in? If we walk with Jesus, if we walk in the way that pleases Him, our lives must be different. And if we walk carefully with God, He will cause those rivers of living water to flow from our inmost being. We sang it this morning, Christ, the transforming life, touches this heart of mine. He makes His glory shine. And so I pray that there would be a hunger, a thirst in our hearts. Lord, we want the real thing. We want this fountain to well up within us. Your life, this gift of God that You have offered to us. We live so close to the fountain, and we fail to drink. Let's learn to drink. Let's learn to allow that water to flow in us and then through us, overflow to others. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Maybe a good prayer to pray also is, Lord, I don't understand everything. I don't understand Your ways. I don't understand how this all works. But Lord, I just want You to touch my heart. I want You to fill me. I want You to make Yourself so real and precious to me that nothing else matters. Teach me to walk with You. Help me to feel Your presence throughout the day. Remind me, Lord, that You're within me. So after we sing this last verse, it would be good for us to spend some time before the Lord, even if it's just a few minutes. And to say, Lord, reveal Yourself to me. Don't let me miss what You would like to do for me. Don't let me miss this river of living water that is flowing through this place. But may that water spring up within my own soul. A fountain of life. So let's sing that last verse, and then we'll spend some time waiting upon God, talking to Him.
Well of water ever springing, bread of life so rich and free.
Would you pray with us, please?
Our Father, we pray that this well of living water that springs up into everlasting life shall be our possession.
Yes, Lord.
I have found Him.
Yes, Lord.
Whom my soul so long has craved. Jesus, You do satisfy every longing of the human heart. I found that as a little girl, a young girl, and I find it still tonight, that all that I want is in Jesus. You satisfy. Joy You supply. Life would be worthless without You. All things in Jesus I find. Jesus, impress our hearts, young and old, that we can find whatever our souls long for in You without fail. You will not deny the one who comes honestly to You, just as You did not deny this woman who had all these men that she lived with, looking for satisfaction. And yet she went home and told the men, I found Him. I found Him.
Hallelujah.
Come and see a man who told me everything I've ever done. The Savior, the Deliverer. Tonight, Jesus. Cause us to wake up and say, oh Jesus, I realize now that I've been looking for what? An experience, or looking for thrills, or looking for whatever. But when we find You, we have all that heart can ever desire. So Jesus, renew that cry in our hearts. Or if we've never had that cry, put it there tonight. I must know You,
yes,
whom to know is life eternal.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Let's go to prayer.